Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Let's see, there's strawberries and blueberries. Ooh, there's pineapple.
What are you doing?
Look, it's Brahms' new strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. And toasted almonds, spinach, and of course, chicken on a bed of romaine lettuce.
There are poppy seeds, of course.
And poppy seed dressing drizzled on top of everything.
You just asked for a Brahms' strawberry poppy seed salad?
It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad.
Oh, forgot the chicken.
Ha, they won't. It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. Now at your neighborhood Brahms.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
The live cattle futures today were all over the board. The June was at one point up the limit, up $4.50. After there was talk of some 115 cash trade, we had 110 yesterday, or earlier in the week on Wednesday, I guess, and 115 today. Now, it's few and far between on people that can get that bid, but there was a 115 trade. I've also heard various people not able to get a bid at all. But that was enough to keep the futures market strong, at least on the front end of the live cattle. August, not quite as strong as June, but up about 75 or so at 100.72. And then the feeder cattle market, actually weak all day, may close down $2.37. It looks like it's going to close somewhere around 127.75. August down $1.20, September down 87, October down 65. But all the feeder cattle futures were lower. And then hogs are also lower today, $1.50 to $2.20 lower. Now, box beef at midday, another new record here, is up $461.40 on choice, up $2.86. Select up $3.39 at $451.96. Beef and pork packer margins are still high. Beef is estimated somewhere around $645 a head. Pork around $103 a head.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
The grain market was positive really today. Across the board, we had corn up 1 to 3 cents, followed by some sales to China earlier this week. Also, some soybean sales to an unknown destination helped the soybeans lift up today. They closed up 6, and that was about 5 off their high. So they did get a little bit weaker throughout the day. Several things going on. They've got some cold weather forecast through Tuesday, which could hurt some of the emerged crop at this point. You know, we're a little bit early planting, so there's a little bit more out of the ground. But, you know, it's debatable whether that will cause a long-term impact on the corn and bean crops. But today, the markets are at least responding higher. Kansas City July wheat finished up 2.5 at 481. Freeze a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was April 15th or so. Still a major problem. Now these farmers down here in southern Oklahoma are baling the wheat because of the freeze damage. And we're going to finish the week on a strong note in the stock market and the economy overall, despite some pretty weak jobs numbers this week. The Dow Jones is currently up about 301 points. The S&P is up 33. And crude oil, as we wind down the June contract, is currently up 94 cents at $24.50 a barrel. And that's the front end June contract. So overall, things finished the week pretty well, considering how bad the jobs report was midweek.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.